Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschow. Walter is the author of The Lords of Strategy, and we're talking about the management century. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us where we can find the book.
The Lords of Strategy you can find on any, through the website, thelordsofstrategy.com, or any online bookstore, and it's actually in a few real live airport bookstores and other outlets near people.
So check that
online
out.
Online is the easiest way.
Is there a website that you'd like to send them to as well for yourself?
Sure, thelordsofstrategy.com.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about the management century, and we're talking about the fact in the previous segment, the fact that management, as we currently know it, is really a modern invention. And I'm thinking about Henry Ford. I'm thinking most of the car companies prior to Henry Ford were small buildings, and they built the car. You know, they had three or four going at one time, but they were pretty much, you know, right there under everyone's nose, and so they didn't. There wasn't a lot of management. The owner could kind of look around and see what needed to be done. If you're going to build a car on an assembly line, you got to have processes going in the front door and coming out the back door. And there
exactly
needs to be
right.
And processes that have to take place when it's not under your nose.
Well, and processes whose efficiency you can measure and
right.
You can time.
Before you can measure it, though, you need to be able to count on it happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And to organize it in such a way and to see that you have the right people doing the right things and the right people looking out mm-hmm. over the efforts of other people and so that you're getting the desired result.
So how has the management century, how has it evolved? Talk to us about that and what we can learn from that.
Well, it really came in kind of three phases. In the first phase, which went from the 1880s until about the period before World War II, it was part of this kind of the progressive movement overall, and people really, the heads of, there were many people who were national leaders, including President Hoover and others who believed that businessmen and the heads of large businesses were going to be a major progressive force in the nation. That was linked in with
now,
Frederick Taylor.
Tell us what you mean, what you think he meant by progressive.
Well, progressive in this sense, they thought they were bringing efficiency and better processes to the way that things were run. They thought they were bringing an enlightened attitude. They were going to use scientific research.
When you say progressive in those terms, you're not talking political, are you?
Well, it's interesting. The progressive political, a lot of progressive political people, like Justice Louis Brandeis
right.
of the Supreme Court, were big fans of the first sort of management progressives like Frederick W. Taylor, the guy who introduced scientific management and the stopwatch
mm-hmm.
Measurement of mm-hmm. workers' efforts and everything.
And industrial engineering.
Ida Tarbell, the famous progressive journalist, she was a big admirer of Taylor, and Taylor thought he was going to be making society better because he was going to make the companies as profitable as possible because the workers were going to be making as much money as they could if
right.
they all did things according to the one right way, which is mm-hmm. determined scientifically.
Right.
So there was kind of alliance between the progressives, the political progressives, and the business progressives.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
One of the other things, the problems with that, though, was that the people who were at the top of that, like Dean Wallace Donham at the Harvard Business School, who was the guy who was responsible for founding the Harvard Business Review, they had a really arrogant attitude and a really, well, let's say an elitist attitude. They thought that this managerial cadre were the kind of the philosopher kings, and that
mm-hmm.
they had sort of disdain for workers.
Which is where the union movement came in.
That's where the union movement came in.
So as a counterbalance to that attitude.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that disdain. There was a lot of labor problems in the auto industry and other places, and that extended even right into the post-war period. Mm-hmm. That, the second period in management century was kind of from the 1940s till the 1970s, and that was really the kind of glorious age of management and mm-hmm. managerialism. And it was heralded in by Peter Drucker, who came in and said, right. in books like The Concept of the Corporation, hey, don't think of this as bosses and workers or foremen lording it over workers. You got to think of this in terms of managers and employees and companies as social organizations, and he even used the word social network,
mm-hmm.
where people, you have to think about the way that people are linked together, and that companies are social institutions that have an important part in building up the overall society.
And of course, once again, technology contributed to making that possible through better communication technology.
Exactly so.
Yeah.
Exactly so. And World War II brought along a real democratization, too, of American business, I argue. Mm-hmm. I mean, people went into the service, 15 million, and they came out and they understood that they could take a lot of responsibility
for
their own efforts.
And based on what we produced in World War II, America had got proud of itself in terms of what we could actually crank out.
Oh yeah, it was a tremendous the war effort just. Automated a lot of businesses, did the mm-hmm. initial research for much of the technology that followed. Of course, it probably helped our competitive position that we bombed out
Japanese factories. At the end of that era is also when we discovered that we'd gotten lax and quality had gone downhill to the point where it became more dramatic, that lack of quality became more dramatic when the Japanese started beating us.
Exactly.
And then when we come back after these messages, we're going to get into the third segment. And I'm also going to ask Walter, what are some of the... has there been any damage created by... are there any negatives to the century, the management century? Quick break. Tin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.